So investigations at the time suggested that the mother might have sold the child to the investigating officer, to the Sangoma. However, as it stands, investigations are revealing, are suggesting other things other than selling. However, we are still following up on those investigations, and more charges or might be added against both of the accused persons. So the Sangoma, after the Sangoma was arrested, he then made a confession to the police about the role he played in the disappearance of the child, and also pointed out where the child was buried. In fact, when the Sangoma came into court today, when his rights were being explained to him, he just told the court that he's pleading guilty. However, the court had to stop him and say that was not the platform as it stands right now, as the state intends to trial this matter at the Pretoria High Court. However, when that happens, it will happen, but we do not know. Maybe tomorrow he might get a different advice and he might not proceed with that. So as it stands, we are going to proceed with a possible bail application on the 5th of June. Not at this stage, we do not have such information. You must remember, we just recovered the body of the baby, and postponed term is still going to be conducted and possibly investigate the body further to find out what was done to the baby.